just a human being, yeah. Just a human being, just a human being, yeah. Just a human being. You guys, I wasn't even sure if I wanted to open up the room this week or if I was going to open up the room ever again. I went through the past week or two with your girl was just struggling. And in this moment, I really just came to the conclusion that I'm going to continue to push through and to deliver in real time as I feel these raw human emotions, right? It's just been a lot of y'all. A lot of, and I'm not coming on here necessarily to preach to the masses or preach to the choir today. I'm just coming on the mic with just raw, unfiltered, vulnerable, intimate, deep thoughts, emotions, feelings, and just to be relatable. I'm a real person that goes through real things in real time. I lost my father 2 weeks ago. And even though it's been 2 weeks, it feels like it just happened yesterday. It still does not feel real. And I was away from work for what was supposed to be a week, came back, tried to work a day, ran into a bunch of tech issues. You know, those of you that are new here, I work from home, and got overstimulated and just, I couldn't do it. Earlier this week, I couldn't do it. I literally only worked one full day and like two half days. This is a process that's just different, you know. I've lost, you know, grandparents. I've lost, you know, uncles. I've lost, you know, old coworkers and colleagues. And though I mourned and I cried and I prayed and I kind of went through that process of what those things look like, and you know, this just felt different. Felt so different. I feel like I'm everywhere and nowhere all at the same time. It has affected me greatly. And it only seems to affect me in the moments where I'm alone. And that sounds like it may be a bad thing, like, oh, well, if you feel terrible, like crap when you're alone, then maybe you should be around people. But then when I get around people, I feel like I have to be strong for people that are also affected by the loss, for us to lean on each other as we should. But then it puts me in a headspace where my social battery pack is like zapped and I just need to be alone and to recharge. And I feel like I'm just going through the motions. It's bittersweet because while away on bereavement, I was extended a job offer to move up into another position in my company. And that's been a main goal of mine professionally, you know, as far as like my bread and butter and what's fueling my passion projects. such as this podcast and some other business ventures that God has put in my heart to do. That it's my bread and my butter. It's what's fueling that financially. So, yeah, that was nice. But I also have really bad workers anxiety, and I feel really bad when I take the time away from work to focus on my mental and emotional state and psychological state. And I did that today. I mean, yeah, it's Friday. The weekend is here, you know, but I also have plans this weekend. I have things that, you know, I want to, you know, do this weekend. So I felt like there were some things I just needed to get done around the house, unpack my suitcases that's been sitting in my room since I got back in town last week. Been sitting there. I needed to do some laundry, wash dishes, needed to just get my life together and back on track. And I was frozen in time for like a week. And I'm trying to tell myself that that is okay. That is okay. Society and culture has shaped the workforce, and our beliefs about it, in a way that is sometimes crippling and anxiety ridden. Why are we afraid to take time off, paid with PTO or unpaid? Regardless, why do we feel so afraid that we're going to lose our jobs and lose, you know, get fired, you know, for excessive absenteeism? And granted, it shouldn't be a pattern. But when something traumatic and traumatizing and tragic strikes your household and the closest people to you in your family, I don't understand how people can just jump straight back into it. Now, granted, everybody handles their grief differently. Yes. Some people are the opposite. They distract themselves with work. They need to stay busy because they don't want to sit and process what just happened. They don't want to, they just want to numb it, and they want to just stay busy. And that's their way of just working through it. And that's okay. Different strokes for different folks, but as I was logging out for the day, you know, I worked a couple hours and I was just sitting there thinking to myself, like, I can't. I just can't. I'm looking around my apartment and I'm just like looking at everything that needs to be done that has literally just been sitting around while I was frozen in time and frozen in my grief. It's like, why am I here today? And granted, you know, the company I work for, they have been so understanding, especially my supervisor. Oh my God. Bless that woman, God, tenfold. Bless her, bless her. She has been really rooting for me and vouching for me and giving a far reach to make sure that I am protected at all costs. Bless that woman. Very rare to come across that type of leadership and workforce. But at the same time, I also understand that patterns can be developed and some stuff just isn't going to fly time and time again, over and over again. And I'm not the type of person to take advantage of that. But this month in particular, oh, this has been, this whole month, like I have barely worked. I'm surprised I had enough time and bereavement to cover everything. It's been like 2 weeks. And I'm literally just now to a point where like I can, like I worked a full shift yesterday, but today you guys. So anyway, I'm rambling. The point is, well, there really is no solid point I'm making on this episode. I am dedicating this episode to my father. He used to get so, like, not upset, but he used to get so concerned whenever I would hop around and do different things and try out different stuff. And I mean, granted, there's nothing wrong with me trying different things, or anybody for that matter, to try to find your passions and what you love and what you like and what you don't, and what you want to do, how you want to move out here. Like, it's okay to discover different things and to further discover yourself. But if it's one thing that stands out to me, is that man always was like, well, don't drop the ball. And I started this year, I started it off running. I hit the floor running, publishing two books, starting a podcast, starting a YouTube channel, getting traction, creating relatable content, like being consistent with it. It was something I was passionate about. I love it. I love making my videos, my shorts. I loved like coming up with creative new ideas for content, and I love speaking to whoever is listening on this podcast. It is therapeutic for me. I don't have to get paid for this shit. If it's within God's plan to sustain me this way, then to God be the glory, but I don't do it for that. And I was in the middle of my grief, and I was just like, what am I even doing? Is this shit even worth it? Nobody's listening to this shit. Like, nobody cares about what I have to say. Nobody is tuning in. There's no progress being made. I'm not getting paid off of these books. Like, what? Maybe I got it all wrong. That was my grief speaking. That was my self-limiting beliefs speaking. My dad would have wanted me to continue what I'm passionate about and to not give a fuck. Excuse my language. I've been getting so much better with my language. But that man would have told me not to give a fuck about what people think about you. All that matters is what you think about you. Like, I am my biggest competition. Me versus me. I am my biggest supporter. Me supporting me, believing in me. And in that moment after signing out of work, I just wasn't feeling good. Just wasn't feeling it. Wasn't feeling good. I was just like, I gotta see about myself. I can't sit here and everything around me be looking crazy and falling apart. I can't focus. What do they say? They say that your surroundings are an indicator of your mental state and your mental, emotional, psychological state, right? So I'm just looking around. Things are just frozen in time. Dishes haven't been touched. Trash hasn't been taken out. Suitcases haven't been unpacked. I've been back in town for a week. Like, I logged out and I was just telling myself while I was unpacking stuff, I was freaking out. Like, I was having remorse about calling out so much. But in the midst of like unpacking my luggage and putting my clothes in the wash machine and start my washer up, and I something came to my spirit. My spirit was just like, okay, you took some time. You just experienced something. Your family just experienced something that was sudden and painful, right? And everybody handles things differently. Okay, you need a time. So what? Paid or unpaid, take the time. Take the time. Stop caring about what people think about you so much and focus on yourself and your well-being and doing what you need in the moment. If you need it, do it. Do what you need to do. You are the creator of your reality. Happiness starts with you. Happiness starts within. What is going to help you in this moment? Right? I had to sit back. I was telling myself these things. take a moment to be human. And that's when it came to me. Like I was, you know, straightening up, I picked up one of my books. It was the Help Book Workbook, and I was reading the back of it, where it's like the author, like a little snippet on the back that talks about the author and stuff like that. And at the end, it was like I totally, it, something just go over my mind, y'all. Like it was, it said, you know what? It's right here. Let me grab it and just read it to you. I was just cleaning up, straightening up. Everything has a place. The books that I had written was just laying around. I picked it up. I was about to put it in its rightful place on the bookshelf or on my creative corner desk or whatever. And it says, self-published author Jasmine Lamar's goal is to provide support, tools, resources, relatable literature, and content to see that others are better able to enjoy their life experiences, relationships with self and others, and can prioritize creating more self-gratifying moments, all while leading a lifestyle they want on their own path of least resistance. This part, y'all, this part, y'all. She emphasizes that we are all human beings, while encouraging others to be just that, a human being. And when I was skimming through it, I mean, I've read that blurb 100,000 times. I mean, I wrote the book, damn it. Like, but in that moment, that last part, it was just a reminder. I had to reel it in. And I was like, I'm having a human experience right now. Death is a human thing. Well, I mean, everything dies eventually in this realm, right? But it's the point I'm trying to make is it's of this realm. It's human. It's normal here. We all come and we all go, right? But there are very human emotions attached to that. Grief being one of them, guilt, confusion. Sadness, and for some anger, for some resentment, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And when you feel those things, right, it branches off and can affect your day to day and your moods throughout the day. You have a more heightened sense of vulnerability, right? Every little thing can trigger you or set you off or remind you of something. And before you know it, you're like back in tears again, or you're lashing out again, or you're feeling like you just want to lay down and sleep for days, or, you know, it triggers something, right? But again, it's human to undergo that process. So when I read that while I was putting my books away and stuff, like I was like, wait a minute, Jazz. I was like, stop. Stop. You did what you were supposed to do. You messaged your supervisor to let her know, you know, I'm not feeling great. I need to see about myself, and I'm going to take the day. You followed your processes, submitted what you needed to submit, and you shut it down, right? The party will go on. The show will go on with or without you. That's just facts. And when I'm talking in third person, I'm talking to myself. The show will go on. And I've already secured another position within the company that starts in about another week anyway. And that's not an excuse. I didn't necessarily want to leave my current role like this. Didn't want to go out like this. I wanted it to be different. I wanted to go out with a bang. I wanted to showcase this last 2 weeks of this position, like what I'm all about and why I was brought onto this team to begin with initially, in the very beginning, January of 2024, right? So, but life happened to me. Life happened. And I was about to just give it all up out of fear, out of, you know, just self-limiting beliefs, out of just feeling like maybe this isn't worth it anymore, all because I was already in a low vibrational state of being, you know, just processing everything, you know. And in this moment, I'm accepting the fact that I am a human being. I am making decisions based on what it is that I feel I need that is going to be conducive to my bottom line and my big picture, right? And how I proceed moving forward. I'm trying to make the best decisions for myself in the moment. And in that moment, the best thing that I could have done was exactly what I did. And I need to stop feeling guilty about it. Life happens. It does. So, I guess what I'm wanting to say, all in all, is that I'm still showing up. We missed a week, and I feel like that is justifiable. It's not about how we start, it's how we finish. And I am standing up, head held high. I'm not dropping the ball this time, Dad. Not on this. No, sir, because it is something I love. It's something that helps me and in turn can help other people. I may have taken a week away to, kind of go through my grieving process, which I'm still undergoing at this time. But I'm not dropping the ball. What are you passionate about that you've dropped the ball on because of life happening to you? I challenge you to pick it back up. When you said it's not worth it, what's the point? I'm not getting any business. No, I'm not getting any views. Nobody cares. Like, this is a waste of my time. That's your grief speaking. That's your self-limiting beliefs speaking, insecurities speaking. That's your pain speaking. That's not you. You started that thing because you loved it. Because it brought you peace. It gave you a sense of purpose. It kept you busy. It challenged you in the most wonderful ways. It invited you to network and to expound on your creative ideas. It made you happy. It added a sense of purpose and happiness into your life. It introduced you to a certain level of different things that you're able to execute that you didn't think you could. Pick it back up. Don't let that voice in the back of your head bring you to the conclusion that it's not good enough or that you're not good enough or that this won't make a difference and that you're better off without it. And then you end up in turn going back to the things that God delivered you from. Pick it back up. I am still here. I may not feel my strongest, or I may not feel like this is my best episode, but nonetheless, here I stand. And I am fueled and empowered by that. I will not let my human emotions and feelings deter me from continuing to embark on my passion projects. I will push through the pain if it means that on the other end of that is passion and purpose. I don't know how far this reach will go. But all I know is that it's reached me on the deepest of levels, and that will always be good enough for me. It's healthy for me. It's healing for me. I love y'all. I love this podcast. I love myself. And Dad, I love you. May you forever rest in peace. I know this episode was very vulnerable and very heavy emotionally, but this too shall pass. I speak winning seasons. I speak seasons of the greatest level of happiness one can achieve or feel. I speak clarity over everyone under the sound of my voice. I speak courage over everyone under the sound of my voice to pick that thing back up that you love so much that you put down due to a losing season or a season of loss or whatever that looks like for you. Pick it back up. You love that thing. You love it so much, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't have to dish out any examples, because in your heart and in your mind, you know what it is that you love that you gave up on. Don't give up on it. Don't count yourself out. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.
Just a human being, just a human being, yeah. Just a human being, just a human being, yeah.